and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a chaplain at the Monastery of Mary the Queen in Girard, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Has the Hour Come?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he's speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Of course, as we move through this Lenten season, we get more and more references to what will eventually happen, how now there are those trying to kill him. And Jesus seems quite aware of it. The last line of our gospel text is intriguing. No one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. His hour had not yet come. There are several references like this in the Gospel of John, back at the wedding feast in Cana. Jesus had to say to his mother, "My hour has not yet come." And now, much later, the hour still seems not to have yet come. Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, Yemen, Sudan, Myanmar, the United States. Many countries in our world, many regions, don't know their future, what the future will be. Has their hour come? And will that hour be crucifixion, or will that hour be resurrection? The world is in a state of turmoil, pain, grief. Of course, that's been true in every century, going back even to when Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden. Since then, there has been no paradise on earth. Although we keep yearning for it, it seems as if that hour has not yet come. What do we expect if and when the hour comes? The future, as I've said, of many places in the world seems up in the air, up for grabs, unpredictable. The hour has not yet come for us to know what the future might bring. That does not leave us without hope. It does not leave us without faith that God, in the end, knows what God is doing and that God governs the universe providentially. But we don't know. We don't know in God's time how or the ways in which things might unfold. But it's not only true throughout the world. In my own life, in each of our own personal lives or family lives, the hour has not yet come. Do I wait for that hour? Do I long for it? Do I dread it? What would it mean? Jesus was hesitant to go to Judea. He knew they were trying to kill him. Yet, in the end, he had the courage to face what might be forthcoming. Was this the time? Was this the hour? Whatever, he had the courage to do what he knew he had to do. Just as in our own ways, at times, with some trepidation perhaps, we need to do what we need to do, not knowing what that might bring, not knowing what the hour is or when it will be, but it took courage for Jesus. And it will require courage on our part, courage that has been manifest in many places, such as among the people in Ukraine, but many places throughout the world previously, those who were courageous among the great wars of the 20th century. War seems to have been with us. Political turmoil has no end. We don't know the future. Perhaps that's for the good. But that doesn't mean we stand by complacently. I think of Thomas Merton's book, Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander. We ought not just stand by and look at the earthquake tremble, buildings fall. We do what we can do, and we must do what we can do. And there's a lot we can do, even if we might not always be immediately clear about that. But the hour has come, perhaps. The hour has come for me to stand up. The hour has come for me to face a future with hope and courage. Whatever that might bring, has the hour come? Or has it not yet come? And what hour is it for which we wait? What hour is it that the Lord has in mind? Perhaps the hour has not yet come. Perhaps it is here. Let us hope that it's not come and gone and we missed it. During this Lenten journey, that's what we're about. We're about preparing for something. We are preparing to face the cross, and we are preparing to celebrate a resurrection. We open ourselves to whatever the loss might be, and we also are aware that in the end, that loss will not reign supreme, that out of whatever the hour brings, God will raise up new life, and the future will include an overwhelming outpouring of the gift of the Spirit. That hour is that for which we wait. May God bless you on your continuing Lenten journey.